It's the KQED News Fix. I'm Natalia Navarro. Today is July 2nd, 2024. Here's the Bay Area news you need to know. The U.S. Supreme Court's decision Monday on presidential immunity is not sitting well with many Bay Area elected officials. They include Senator Alex Padilla, Representatives Zoe Lofgren and Adam Schiff, who served on the House January 6th committee, and Peninsula Congresswoman Anna Eshoo.
Sadly, with this decision today, the Supreme Court absolutely shredded the principle that no person, no man is above the law with the decision that they've taken. It's shocking. It's dangerous.
Eshoo said it was especially painful for the court to decide this days before the nation's birthday.
To read Justice Sotomayor's dissent was enough to make any decent American weep. This 4th of July will, I think, be the saddest of my life.
House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi says this gives former President Donald Trump a, quote, political gift. But Congressman Eric Swalwell says it's arguable that Trump was acting in an official capacity on January 6th. His social post says, quote, this is not a Trump victory. With 4th of July celebrations just around the corner, the National Weather Service is warning Bay Area residents to be aware of extreme heat and fire risk this week. A red flag warning has been issued through 11 p.m. today for parts of the North Bay and the East Bay Hills. In San Francisco, a heat advisory will be in effect from 11 a.m. today through 7 p.m. Wednesday. In most of the rest of the Bay Area, excessive heat warnings or heat advisories will last through Saturday evening. Here's National Weather Service meteorologist Lamont Bain.
We just want people to understand, hey, you need to make sure you're hydrated. If you're super sensitive to the heat, you know, you may really want to rethink, you know, those outdoor festivities.
And the Bay Area Air Quality Management District has issued a spare the air alert for today due to high ozone levels. Everyone is asked to limit driving. The process of building homes in San Francisco might be less onerous soon, KQED's Sarah Hosseini reports.
At San Francisco's Housing Permitting Office, only a few people have put their names on a list for new applicants. But that could change dramatically as the city goes from the slowest approval process in the state to one of the shortest.
No discretionary hearings, no CEQA lawsuits, none of the politics at the Board of Supervisors. You just get your damn permit, period. Yeah.
State Senator Scott Wiener authored the law that requires cities to streamline their permitting process when they miss their housing goals. San Francisco, the only city with an annual review, recently became the first to do just that. Last week, the state ruled it isn't building enough homes to end up with 82,000 units by 2031. Critics say the penalty was always part of a plan to do away with local control in favor of market-rate developers.
One of the pillars of the Golden State Warriors dynasty appears headed to Texas. Multiple media reports say Klay Thompson has agreed to a multi-year deal with the Dallas Mavericks, with the Warriors receiving 2 second-round draft picks in return. Thompson played his entire 13-year career with the Warriors, forming the Splash Brothers with backcourt teammate Steph Curry. Longtime Bay Area News Group photographer Jose Carlos Fajardo says Thompson's deadpan manner could make it tricky to get a good shot.
When Klay was hot and you needed to make a photo of Klay reacting, you knew you weren't going to get anything. So what I would always do is I would look straight from Klay straight to Steph, because I knew Steph would react over his teammates' baskets.
Curry and Thompson, along with Draymond Green, were the core to the Warriors' 4 NBA championships. This news is current as of 6 p.m. on July 1st. As always, for the latest news, join us online at kqed.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Natalia Navarro with KQED News. Thank you for listening.